Bed bugs bite, don't they? Do those bed bugs bite? They obviously do. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There are bed bugs all over New York City. Just flat out all over New York City. From CNN studios to the Empire State Building to a Times Square movie theater. So Al-Qaeda, they sent their A-team back on 9/11, 2001, and there were many in the media, conservatives, saying that we need to brace ourselves for multiple attacks following 9/11. And I remember pointing out that that won't happen. Their A-team is dead. Their A-team is dead, and there'll be other efforts at attacking, but their A-team is dead. It's not like they have thousands of highly trained professionals. And now, fast forward almost 10 years later, and we have New York City with a bed bug infestation. And is it irresponsible to wonder if terrorists are dropping bed bugs around the city? Is that irresponsible? I don't know, but I do know this. Bring back DDT. Bring back DDT. And while you're at it, give me Freon or give me death. Remember how great Freon was? So we mentioned the mosque on a couple shows, Bob Inyart Live. We haven't talked about it a lot. I want to give out our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278, especially if you'd like to talk about the mosque or about Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter, you know, here on Bob Inyart Live, we've interviewed Ann on a number of occasions, and each time I've made an effort to get her to talk about foundational issues of right and wrong each time, and it's failed because she refuses. And so we created a YouTube video that now has over 45,000 views, the Ann Coulter Hangups. And Ann Coulter has been a columnist for WorldNet Daily for years, and she was booked to appear at an event, a conservative event they have coming up in Florida, Taking America Back National Conference. And because Ann Coulter has agreed to headline a homosexual activist event, then Joseph Farah, publisher of WorldNet Daily, rescinded her invitation and said, Ann, we care about you, we like you, but you're not invited. We are disinviting you. And so good for Joseph Farah, that's great. Now, here on Bob Inyart Live, other groups like Colorado Right to Life, like American Right to Life, have been warning Ann Coulter and warning people now for a couple years that she promotes liberal leaders within the Republican Party that advocate homosexual marriage, that implemented homosexual marriage. She supports leaders who promote abortion, tax-funded abortion, abortion on demand paid for by tax dollars. And she has misrepresented these leaders, liberals. As long as they have an R after their name, she feels justified in misrepresenting their record and presenting them as pro-family, pro-child conservatives. And so Ann Coulter, at least now, there's a wider circle among Christians who realize that Ann Coulter is helping to destroy the nation, not helping to restore the nation. And so that's encouraging. All right, we're going to go to the phones, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, to start out with the mosque in New York City at Ground Zero in Colorado Springs. Mike, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Hi, Pastor. Thank you.
Sure.
To answer your first question off the subject, I do think it has to be irresponsible to believe terrorists are dropping bed bugs, but that's different.
Well, that's all right, but why is that irresponsible?
To think everything that bad happens, including bed bugs in New York City, to blame that on terrorists, I think it's absurdly irresponsible.
Do you think, now, terrorists, I'm talking about Islamic terrorists, right? Islamic terrorists, yes. They target people going to mosques in Iraq. They've killed thousands of Iraqis intentionally. Islamic terrorists, jihadists, killing other Muslims. Muslim terrorists, extremists, have killed thousands upon thousands of Muslims. And they've killed Jews. They target Jews. They've bombed school buses of children on school buses. One Palestinian got into an Israeli town, broke into a home at night, and shot a little girl in the head while she was sleeping in her bed as an act of jihad, holy war. So are you saying that it would be beyond them, that they just wouldn't do it?
No, but to blame bedbugs on Islamic extremists, I think, is just really pushing, it's pushing it too far.
Well,
you could get a cold and say that it's Islamic extremism. I mean, I just think we're pushing this,
Well,
too far.
It may be false, right? It might be false. If it's true, I think I'll win the Insight of the Year award if it were true.
True. I will call and say it myself that you win the Insight of the Year award.
Okay, I appreciate that. But here's the question. Is it irresponsible?
I believe so.
Well, yeah. How would it be being false is one thing, but how would it be irresponsible? In other words, I'm harming the image of terrorists by suggesting that might be. I'm harming their image.
I think one thing that Christianity and even the right is trying to produce here with this whole thing is that we are at war with Islamic extremists. Number one, the two wars that we are fighting are unconstitutional. Do you believe that?
Well, let me ask.
Yes or no?
Let me ask you a question. When God looks down on human affairs and he determines whether a war is just or unjust, does he look at the Constitution or does he look at his own principles of warfare?
Okay, well, you didn't answer my question.
No, I know. I know I didn't, because there are hundreds of nations in the world. And we have hundreds of constitutions. Constitutions are side deals. A constitution.
Even the 9/11 report stated that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11.
All right, now wait.
All right,
Mike.
Invade?
Mike.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm thrilled you're asking these questions. But
okay.
Would you answer my question? What takes precedent? God's view of a military action or some country's constitution's view? Which takes precedence?
Honestly, in a constitutional republic, the Constitution takes precedence. In a religious person's life, in a Christian's life, the Bible takes precedence. However,
all right, let me ask you a question.
Ask me a question.
Answered it. I'm so thrilled, so I want to pursue that. Let's say Germany invading Poland was consistent with their constitution. They didn't violate their constitution, but God looked down from heaven and said that what they were doing was aggressive and it was wicked. It was the shedding of innocent blood and it was wrong. So which judgment should prevail? The fact that they were consistent with their constitution or the fact that God condemns it as a violation of his principles? Which judgment, Mike, do you think should prevail?
Okay, your question is hypothetical because it was not according to their constitution when they invaded, nor was it consistent with international law, as well as...
All right, Mike.
Also
Mike, any of the thousands of laws in human history, if any of them were consistent with the nation's laws, but inconsistent with God's principles, which judgment should prevail? The nation's laws or God's principles?
Pastor, I've already answered that.
No, you haven't.
Okay, well then let me re-answer what I just did. According to a Christian, the Bible always takes precedence to the Constitution.
All right,
this is not a nation run by Christians.
All right, fine. Fine, Mike. I'll give you that. Let's say it was before Jesus Christ was born. Before Jesus Christ was born, and it was a war between the Assyrians and the Babylonians. And this aggressive war on behalf of the Assyrians was consistent with the laws of their nation. But it was a murderous law, and it violated the principles of God. Which judgment do you believe should prevail?
Again, according to a Christian man.
No, Mike, I'm asking you. Mike,
precedent.
Mike,
I'm answering.
Mike,
I'm answering, and I'm trying to do it respectfully.
Mike,
you're not even letting me speak. Bro.
No, no, you've spoken. I'll let you speak more. But, Mike, I want you to answer, according to you, which judgment should prevail? If the Assyrians.
I answered that, Pastor.
No, you didn't. You said, according to a Christian. I'd like you to answer.
Right. Okay, I'm a Christian, and the Bible takes precedence in my life over everything.
Well,
but
hey,
we live
Mike,
in a constitutional republic.
All right, put Mike on hold again for the first time. Put Mike on hold for a second. Mike, I'm going to ask you a question again, and this is before there were Christians, all right? I'm trying to understand your worldview, all right? There were wars, by the way, in the Mesopotamian Valley, between the Assyrians to the north and the Babylonians to the south. And so if the Assyrians attacked the Babylonians, neither were Jewish, neither were Christian, they couldn't care less. And the attack was consistent with Assyrian law, but it violated God's law. Mike, here's my question to you. Which judgment should prevail? The Assyrian nation's law or God's law? Which should prevail, Mike?
Pastor Enyart.
If you answer directly, Mike, I'll continue with you if you answer. If you don't.
Republic, and we are fighting non-constitutional war. Would you like to talk about the war?
Put Mike on hold again. This is last chance, Mike. I'm happy to talk to you about America and our war in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm happy. In fact, I'm thrilled. But I'd like you to answer directly. Don't obfuscate. Don't be afraid of the answer. It's just your answer, whatever it is. In a war between two nations, which judgment should prevail? The judgment based on the nation's laws or the judgment based on God's laws? Mike. All right, Mike hung up. That's too bad. Right? That's too bad. Because then, of course, it'd be fascinating to talk to Mike, and I'd like to invite him to call back in. Call back in today or another day. And it'd be fascinating to talk to him about our war in Iraq and our war in Afghanistan. And I know that people who have a strong opinion will grab all kinds of arguments to bolster their side. But it's good to step back and say, okay, given that, Let's say that Germany's laws said that they can invade any nation they want. Does that make it right? Does it make it wrong? Does it make it right or wrong based on Germany's laws or based on God's law? That's my first question. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. In Cheyenne, Wyoming, Cindy, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, Bob. This is Cindy, and I wanted to say something about Ann Coulter and about bedbugs.
All right. Yeah, please do.
Okay. Ann Coulter, I agree with you. I had heard her one time on the radio. I don't think it was really listened to a lot, but she referred to Christians as Jesus freaks.
Jesus freaks.
Yes, and I didn't like Ann Coulter. I think that Joseph Farah is correct, and I'm not real surprised that she got involved speaking to a homosexual group.
No, I'm not either. You know, I've gone on ABC a number of times with Bill Maher, Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher.
Right.
And, you know, she's just so chummy and hangs out with people like Bill Maher. Bill Maher,
right.
The extent of a relationship he could have with another human being is
mm-hmm.
based on pornography and prostitution.
Right.
That's
right.
The extent of it.
Oh, yeah.
And so she will argue about Bush, you know, or tax
right.
policy, but
right.
she cuts them slack in their rebellion against God. She has
right.
a book called Godless, but
mm-hmm.
she doesn't apply it to her own so-called conservative Republican friends.
Right. I agree with you.
So, Cindy, that means she's using God as a political prop.
Well, or to write, or to be known, or to have her name. I was walking in the house. My husband's playing his trumpet. I'm outdoors.
Well, good for him. Good
anyway,
for him.
Okay, I agree, and I think she's just using it all to promote her name in the name of conservatism. And you have to be careful, you know, who you got to watch their words and their actions. And,
yeah. All right.
And then on bed bugs.
Oh, yeah, bed bugs.
I agree with you. It could be Muslim terrorists, but I think that what's happening is they're coming in with all the illegals and foreigners. And
okay, Cindy, we have had immigration and tourism from the beginning of our nation.
Yeah.
So there is a sudden outbreak of bed bugs in New York City.
Well, there's also, it's nationwide. We got bed bugs. I live in Cheyenne, and we do travel, and we had been back east. And I think some of them crawled in the suitcase or something about a year ago.
Oh, I've got a friend who moved here from out east where there was a lot of bed bugs.
Right.
In his apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
And when he moved here, we talked to him about it. And so we went to a local business and rented a walk-in freezer and put all his stuff in a freezer at about 10 mm-hmm. degrees below zero for a few days.
Right.
And we did that just a few months ago. And that will kill them. There are different ways to kill
them. We did kill them.
But it's very difficult.
It's very, very difficult. You mentioned DDT, and I know that would work, but also, you know, there are some risks and expenses associated with it.
DDT was banned in most of the world, and it's tragic because, you know, they found it in, they went fishing.
Mm-hmm.
They being the environmentalist, and they caught some fish,
right.
And they skinned the fish. Actually, here normally when you catch fish, you clean it, you skin it, and you eat it normally.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, they didn't do that. They took the fish, they didn't clean it, and they put it in a blender with their skin, and they found, you know, a few parts per billion of DDT. Meanwhile, over a million blacks have died because of disease, malaria, that was almost eradicated thanks to the wise use of DDT.
Oh, I agree with you there, too. The only thing is, you know, back to the bed bugs.
Yeah.
If you want to take the time and the effort without DDT, because we did it. We actually experienced. This time last year, I thought I had prickly heat rash. Well, it turns out that the bed bugs were biting me.
What a...
in my own house.
What a mess, huh? What a mess.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. But we got on the internet. We found all the ways to do it. And, you know, like you say, you don't have the access to DDT. There is another really toxic good, and I can't think of the name of it now, you can get. But we got rid of them without that, too. But it's a long process. It's very meticulous. And, you know, bed bugs. Eating again. Mm. You know, we hadn't heard of bed bugs in, 30, 40 years.
Yeah. So what did you use? AC DDT?
Well, no.
Ann Coulter DDT?
Ann Coulter. Yeah, okay, we used a whole bunch of powdered boron and borax all over the place.
All right.
We used a lot of really high-potency rubbing alcohol, the 90% and all that.
All right.
And then, you have to get a...
Cindy.
You have to keep washing it in hot water and get a plastic mattress.
All right. Well, thank you for that advice. And maybe we'll have other people call in with their bed bug questions.
Well, you might have to. We might have such an invasion back here in Wyoming and Colorado that we're going to need to do this.
I know this. I'm in favor of keeping all jihadists out of Colorado.
Right.
I don't want bed bugs at our local restaurants.
Well, number one thing, real quick piece of advice. Go down and get a plastic either garbage bags or big plastic mattress, because they usually live in your mattress.
Cindy,
uh-huh.
I don't have bed bugs.
Well,
I don't need to do that.
Well, you asked me how we got rid of them.
Oh, yeah, I did. All right, thank you, Cindy. May God bless you. I appreciate your call, and I'm really glad that you got rid of those things. Yeah, there was a Times Square movie theater. Imagine you go into the AMC. You see a movie and you come home with bed bugs that crawled in the collar of your shirt from the chair. Isn't that gross? That's just gross. All right. So Ann Coulter was on Fox News Channel. Was that last night? It was last night. on some stupid late night show, bunch of perverts, typical Fox News. Now, by the way, you might not remember this, but before 9/11, Fox News was nothing more than 24-hour around-the-clock ET Entertainment Tonight. Just sex and filth and perversion, that was it. And Fox News, with 9/11 hitting, they just cleaned up their act a little bit and got more serious. I remember going on Fox News, and I was there in New York City, was on a show, it was an hour-long show, one conservative against four liberals, and normal, they try to make it even. And a well-known actress from Hollywood became sexually vulgar on the set during the show, in the first 15 minutes. So I took off my microphone, unbuttoned it, got up and walked off the show, left the show. And they were, for 10 minutes, they were stunned. They didn't know what to do because the whole 1 hour on live TV was four liberals against one conservative. So the one conservative leaves, what are they going to do? So at any rate, Ann Coulter was on Fox News last night, and there were four people on the show, and she was sitting next to a homosexual, and he was trying to get a word in edgewise, I guess. And so we got the best clip. Now, have we modified this? Because we have been known to modify. We have not modified this. Okay, we've not modified this. We got the best clip we could get from the homosexual talking to Ann Coulter.
But these are fake Christians trying to get public.
I
like to thank you for speculating.
Yes.
I disagree.
I think I'm right on this.
So that was about the whole. Could I hear that again? I don't think he got a word in. Did he get a word in?
But these are fake Christians trying to get public.
So this show last night, we decided we didn't want to air any of the substantive audio because it was a mock God, mock Christians fest with dripping ridicule of anyone who would say that homosexuality is wrong. And what was said was, if you think homosexuality is wrong, you're obviously a homosexual. And that cracks me up because they recognize that it's gross, that it's perverse, that it's an insult. And that's why they accuse their enemies of what? Of being what they claim to be. So, and they joked about whether Ann Coulter was out. You know, and that was a joke, I guess, right? They were saying, okay, WorldNet Daily, now she's out. And the double entendre was, is she out as a homosexual? That was the joke. And she didn't respond to that in any way. But it's pretty neat that WorldNet Daily has now realized what American Right to Life has been publicizing for quite a while now, that Ann Coulter has promoted and defended homosexual marriage in Massachusetts because in that state it was forced on the people of Massachusetts by the governor, Republican Mitt Romney, who single-handedly ordered county clerks to issue homosexual marriage licenses. So let's go to the phones. We've got a famous author of Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, Greg Jackson. Greg, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
You actually just alluded to it. I was just going to remind your listeners that Coulter, I mean, there couldn't be a more hypocritical pseudo-conservative in the entire conservative movement. I mean, the problem is she's gotten away with it for so long, but, Bob, you and I have known for a long time that she's as phony as the day is long. Mm. I have the email to prove it, and it will be in my upcoming book showing that I emailed Ann Coulter all the information a year before she endorsed Mitt Romney.
Well, you didn't only email her, Greg. You interviewed her. You talked to her.
Gave it to her in person at CPAC backstage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I gave her all the information around me. Therefore, Ann Coulter knew. Listen, this is unbelievable. Ann Coulter knew that Mitt Romney, as governor of Massachusetts, illegally, and I know there can be no way to legally.
Right. There's no such thing as legal homosexual marriage.
He implemented sodomy-based marriage, lying, pretending that the judges made him do it. We all know that that's bogus. Ann Coulter had been presented with the information numerous times. And also, Bob, I know you're running short on time, that Romney signed $50 elective surgical abortions into law, into his own health care plan, 3 years after his supposed pro-life conversion that we all know is bogus. Ann Coulter knew all that a year before and still endorsed Mitt Romney for president.
And Greg,
what else do your listeners need to know in America need to know about Ann Coulter?
Greg, how do you really feel about this, Greg? How do you really feel? This is what she wrote. She wrote this.
You know what?
She wrote, Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer. That is dripping with wickedness. That is a lie.
She's intentionally deceived millions of people. Farrah should have gotten rid of her a long time ago. But let me just say this: that is so purely evil. When you know the truth, it's one thing to be ignorant of the truth. But Ann Coulter knew it and chose to intentionally deceive millions of people to lie and cover up for this Barack Obama in a Ronald Reagan costume, Mitt Romney. It's just pure unadulterated evil. She's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
And the reason that I care so much, Bob, is the same reason that you care. Because we believe that Christians deserve to know the truth.
Yeah,
about the
wolves,
false shepherds.
Right. Wolves are more dangerous in sheep's clothing.
Yes,
and
they are.
And that's what's happening. Our Christian leaders are promoting the enemy, and they're asking us to give our money and support and votes to those who kill children and destroy marriage, and those who mock God and the Creator. So Greg, this is it gets personal, and I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Bob.
God bless you, Greg Jackson. Hey, come on out and help with a neighborhood literature drop for Amendment 62. I'm doing them in the Denver metro area. People are doing them around the state. Go to ColoradoRightToLife.org, and right on the homepage, you'll see a list. Come on out in Arvada. Join me Wednesday night. It'll be great.